world's on fire, our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Thank you. Good morning. JR sitting in for the coach this morning. Coach is in on location. And maybe he'll call in this morning and let us know how things are going. If he's up yet, I know Joe Carrico's up this morning. Joe, I got up with you, I think, in honor of you this morning around 3 o'clock. So I know how you feel, my friend. Hey, we got a great show for you today. I'm going to talk some about Halloween and about Snap and about voting. Next 4 days are going to be very, very interesting. Very interesting. I think we got a Proverbs we're going to be reading this morning as well. And if somebody wants to volunteer to read that, be more than welcome. But Joe, come on in here. Let's take a little communion this morning. Start the day off right.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
But you don't know how I feel because my church, well, I got home from church about 10 to 2 this morning.
Whoa.
We were out with vengeance fighting Halloween as it was starting.
What were you doing?
Burning things that people were getting out of their life and praying against Halloween in that spirit. And so we were doing our bit.
I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Hallow's Eve, but after the communion, we can talk about that, because I think, to me, that's very, very interesting, Hallow's Eve and the day after Halloween and the purpose for that.
Our pastor was in a spiritual warfare in 1997 against Anton LaVey, the head of the Church of Satan, and Anton LaVey died when he was asked to project out of his body, and the intercessory team, on orders of the Holy Spirit, prayed to cut the silver cord, and he couldn't enter his body again, and he bounced.
Whoa.
And he left the planet.
Interesting.
So, and our pastor adopted his daughter.
Oh, my goodness.
Daughter, and so all the contracts were made in her name were void because she was no longer Anton LaVey's legal daughter. She was somebody else's.
And her praise name, be to Jesus.
Yes, somebody said they think he went down.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's a big day. Anyway, so I had about an hour of sleep.
Okay.
But I am going to exit. After I exit, I'll probably go back that direction again. Anyway, good morning, everybody. The reading this morning is Romans 5, 1 to 11. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely a righteous man will one die Yet peradventure for a good man someone even dare to die. But God commandeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we now received the atonement.
Powerful stuff.
Yeah, it really is. That's an amazing chapter. It starts up just as strong again the next verse for about another 10 verses. So it's definitely worth keeping on your reading list. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you again this morning with gratitude in our hearts for all that you've done for us, for all that you're doing for us, and for this shaking you're doing in this great country that you have put us in. And we pray, Lord, that you will bring truth to the world, bring the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ, and bring the other truths that will set us free. And today, Lord, we ask that you bring the truth about the origins and the meanings behind Halloween. It is an abomination that this year there's going to be more money spent on Halloween than on Christmas. It's hard to fathom. And that shows how this nation has really fallen, how low we have gotten. So, Lord, please wake up this country. Show them what's behind Halloween. Make the veil that separates us from heaven, make that veil transparent and show the heavenly hosts, the angelic hosts that serve you, Lord. Let the world see the truth and let that truth finally set them free and know that you are real. You are the only true God. The God that gave his only begotten Son, that we who believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And Lord, we are grateful for communion. We have been told that we should do this regularly to remember what our Lord did for us. And so we ask that you forgive us our sins and transgressions and bring us cleansed into your sight. Bless this bread and this drink, representing the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for us so many years ago. And let us remember that this can be the meal that heals. Let the aches and pains and things in our bodies that are not as they were created to be, let them be made anew with this meal that heals, Lord. Let our peppercorn of faith that we've been given grow into a tree so that we can receive these healings that you have purchased for us. You purchased these for us, the sign, sealed, delivered, paid in advance. We just have to receive them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Wow.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
So you are
thanks,
amazing.
Everybody.
You are amazing. I'm not going to let you out of here just yet.
Okay.
I know you want to get some sleep. But, Joe, when you speak, and I enjoy it because I can feel, I was going to say I can feel your heart, but I think it's the spirit that I'm feeling that you're bringing in to the conversation. And it's a blessing to hear you in the morning. I got bit by the righteous bug about 38 years ago. When you first got that I'll call it the bite, but when you first had the spirit, what do you remember what you were doing and how you have, you're full of it. But we always have those points. Do you remember the point?
Yeah, I was in a challenging time in my life. My career had gone south with the Lehman Brothers in 2008, all that, because that was my specialty, and I was a partner in a big law firm in London, and that's what I did. And Lehman Brothers was even a client when they went down, and it was a slow descent. But I really. I had time. I was doing projects. I had time in my little flat in London, getting home to Germany or Denmark, depending where we were living. And I discovered Kenneth Hagin when I was studying full gospel, not just salvation, but the whole can of beans. Because so many churches don't have the faith to teach anything but salvation. They barely have the faith for that. And there was at that time a lot more available online from Kenneth Hagin than there is now. But he was an amazing teacher. And he really, you know, really taught me. And I'm so grateful for what he went through. He had three fatal illnesses and received a healing from all three at the same time. He said it was like honey coming down from heaven onto him to cover his whole body. He felt like it was all warm and thick. Then he got up out of a bed that he'd been in for 18 months and walked into the kitchen, and he hadn't walked for 18 months, you know. So that was so inspiring to me. I'm getting hit real strong now by the Spirit. That was so inspiring that when I visited this Seventh-day Adventist church in London, where the pastor looked like a real nice guy. So he was, and I started feeling on top of my head tingles after church when we were talking. And then those tingles now go down to my feet sometimes. But it started there. That's where the spirit-filled part started.
Neat. And what we did, we haven't always done communion. And I'll let you get out of here. But what caused the communion event here on last call?
I think it's September, beginning of September in 21. Mm-hmm. Coach had a challenge for everybody. It was Matthew 26:26 for 26 days. So we started 1st of September, we went through the 26th, and was to do communion at home, alone if we were alone, or with our spouse or family if we had a spouse or family. And I did it. And I didn't know that you could. I didn't know that you could take communion alone. You know, and I'm so grateful that the coach had that challenge. It changed my life. And I started studying about it, started learning about it. And I've discovered Perry Stone wrote a book about it, The Meal That Heals. And you know, there's a lot there. And I started reading and trying to find verses and sets of verses that you can have as a foundation for that, which is where I do my readings from. And there's a few in the Old Testament, but there's quite a few in the New. And the ones we read today, that whole chapter is pretty amazing. I was immersed in it, I guess you could say.
I got a comment from Ray. How can a lawyer and a Christian live in the same body?
I got to tell you this. In one of the courts I'm in, across the river, there's a bailiff who could be right out of a TV series, like a Telly Savalas kind of big, like 6'3", broad shoulders, no hair, bald, just looks tough. And he came up to me when I was in his court a few months back, and he said, sir, whenever I see you, I have to smile. And I thought, wow. I mean, it's not me he's seen, it's the Holy Spirit. And it's Jesus, and because that's who I'm an ambassador for. But for him to come up to me and to tell me that was a confession. He's smiling at the Lord and at the Holy Spirit.
Amazing. All right, Joe. Thank you very much for your time, brother, and for your all of what you're doing. It means a lot.
Well, no, I thank you. Thank everybody. Yep. And it's a privilege. You guys have a great one.
Thank you. Producer, bring up Proverbs 31, please. And do we have any volunteers to read that this morning?
I'll read it, JR.
Oh,
this is
you.
Eileen.
Hi, Eileen. Good morning to you.
Good morning. You bet. The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him, what my son and what the son of my womb and what the son of my vows. Give not thy strength unto women, nor the ways to that which destroyeth kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. Open thy mouth for the dumb in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She's like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She rises also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strengthen and honor her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the way of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, and thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Giveth her fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Amen.
Wow. I mean, that's the glass ceiling, right? That we all talk about, breaking that glass ceiling.
Yeah,
they teach that in high school all the time, don't they? Proverbs 31, isn't that what they tell the girls in school? Yeah, for sure, for sure. Thanks, Eileen. I appreciate that. I think Craig wants in, so go ahead and let him in, producer.
Well, I just wanted to give amen to Joe. And when he was talking about who he was, you know, swimming with in Europe, the Lehman Brothers, that's why I put in the chat, okay. The Lehman Brothers were part of this exclusive Jekyll Island. They were part of the conduit between the Rockefellers and the J.P. Morgans and all these like big banks that you still hear about and big names. And they ended up, you know, instituting this Federal Reserve system, and they sit on the New York Reserve, Federal Reserve. We have 12 Federal Reserve. I don't know what they call them. I don't want to say quartz, but anyways, the Federal Reserve has 12 different reserves over different cities, you know, and, you know, each city has families in it that got in it, and it's a locked group, and any money that's transacted through those particular states that go through that Federal Reserve, they get a cut of the pie. And of course, you know, being the stock exchange in New York City, right, there's a lot of money that flows through there because the country uses it as an investment tool. But just getting back to what, you know, Joe was fishing. I mean, he was hanging with these types of group of people. And now you listen to what he's doing now. And I want to give encouragement to people. If you listen to what he's doing with a group of people in church, and, you know, Anton LaVey, you know, and pastor and stuff.
Yeah.
They're the people that are, let's just say, pulling the wagon, aren't the people on the podcast, aren't the people that you're seeing on the thing. They're the ones that are doing the work underneath, just like what Joe's church is and groups, and they're spread out, and God has his army located, and he is using it appropriately. So don't lose hope in the headlines and the news lines and what's going on. Realize that God's working underneath the scenes in ways that we don't even appreciate. So I appreciate Joe, and I appreciate Joe's church taking on those types of spiritual things over there on the West Coast and California, which probably needs it more than any place in the country. Amen.
Yeah, I don't know. I think New York.
Amen. Amen. New
York. Spencer, you got that video, that image. New York, you mentioned New York. And what's going on. And there's some changes that are about to happen in New York. And I'll be honest with you. I'm not worried as much about communism as I'm worried about a religious sect taking off New York.
Islam.
Yeah. I think New York is going to get Minnesota'd, if you know what I mean. And, that's going to be very, very interesting. And that is a prize. That's a beautiful prize to get. Whoa, we got a guest this morning. It looks like Coach Dave. Can you hear us, brother?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. It's good to
All
see
right,
you.
Cool. Listen, I don't want to interrupt you guys, but we wanted to. We're here, man. We're here. We got us a job to do, and we're going to go get that job done. We're in a different time zone. I appreciate you coming in there. I appreciate all Craig's done. But JR, we really, really covet your prayers. And I'm going to, folks, listen, the legwork that Randy Lunsford has done on this thing that we're doing is unbelievable. And as a guy told me one time, I almost got hired at it as a head coach, football coach at a high school up in Cleveland. And the athletic director took me out to eat. Me and my wife, we went out to eat. You know what he told me, JR? He offered me the job. He said, I want you to know this. Are you looking at me? He said, you're effing with the big boys. That's what he told me. Hey, we're effing with the big boys today, all right? So we covet your prayer, and we'll give you a full report on Monday exactly what it is we've done. We got a crew of about eight of us. Is that what it is, Randy?
Yeah.
Randy's done unbelievable legwork. and we're going to go tear down kingdoms today. And Stephanie, if you're out there listening, I appreciate the kind words you said. It's the prayer that you sent us, and I want you to know that we need all of you. We need all of you going before the throne for us today. That's all I need, JR. Thanks for sitting in there for us. And it's just one of those days I didn't feel like I could do the show.
Appreciate
it. We got you covered, Coach. We've got you covered with the air coverage. We got you covered, Coach. You keep going.
That's it.
Thanks.
Keep that Air Force going for us, brother. Huh? Yeah. Yes, sir. We're pulling down. I'm telling you, I can't wait to share with you when we get back what it is we're doing today, man. It's something. It is something.
I get you.
God bless you. I got to run here. All right.
Already. Yep. Paul Goslin. Thanks. Yes, sir. Paul Goslin. What's up, brother?
I sent you that prayer, Coach. I know it's a little bit too Catholic, but that's the prayer that I see every morning.
It's all the word, man. It's the word.
St. Michael's prayer. St. Michael's prayer against the evil ones, okay?
Yep.
It's a good day to be saying it.
It's a good day. We are.
Oh, yeah.
We're effing with the big boys today, all right?
Yep.
God bless you all. Thanks. I got to run.
They'll be out. There'll be a lot of spirits there. A lot of spirits there. Speaking of which, Halloween, how do you, love, show of hands, please. What is your plan for Halloween? I'm a doer, and I've got a sign, if you can see it, says vote biblically, and I'm going to have that out in my front yard as the parents are bringing their in the area I live in. They have several issues, monetary issues. The school's going to get into the earned income instead of trying to go in after the property taxes. They could not get a levy pass for property taxes, so now they're going after the earned income, and that way they think they get the retirees to vote for the for the levy, but it's really, really crazy. But I'm going to have that vote biblically sign out there. I want to talk about this sometime, but on election day, it's like a division day in America. It just stirs up the pot. It heats it up. And it cauterizes. It's just absolutely incredible what that's done. But we can get into that a little bit maybe. But Halloween wise, Betty, go ahead, please, Betty Perkins.
Good morning, JR.
Good morning.
Yesterday I was working LifeWise, and so happens we do have a pastor that helps out once in a while, and so he was talking about his driveway is 300 yards from the road, and he had asked the neighbors, because they just moved there, how many kids come for Halloween. And I'm sitting there going, are you serious? I'm thinking, oh my gosh. So they said like 15, maybe 30, you know, not very many. So he said his wife was going to just change it and go to the road, but he said no, we can't do that. We'll just make them walk down the road, because this way I can go in the woods, and when they come out, I can scare them. And I just kind of looked at him like, I said, I don't celebrate Halloween. Well, a couple other girls chimed in and said, we don't either. I said, because when you hand out that candy, remember that every piece of candy that you give to them, a child has died, has been sacrificed, has been eaten, their blood has been drained. For every piece of candy you give that child, you remember that child that's suffering. He didn't say much.
Explain that. I don't understand that, Betty.
Well, you know, they're going to have a lot of kids sacrificed on Halloween. It's the biggest year.
Yeah,
it's the biggest year, you know, and thousands of kids, or not thousands, probably 100,000 of kids are going to be sacrificed either last night and tonight, both. And so I told them, for every piece of candy, remember that one child that you just sacrificed. You know?
Yeah. Now, there are Bible tracts, Halloween Bible tracts, that you can hand out, folks, with candy. You know, wrap them around the candy with a rubber band, or put a cross on or something like that. Whatever you can think to do. But look, Halloween's going to happen. You're not going to be able to stop it for now. All right. I love what the church tried to do when they put a positive against that All Saints Day. which is the is Saturday, the day after Halloween, and it's that positive push against that negative, and try to take it over.
Well, it's like everything, JR. It was to be good, but it turned out to be evil. And I also want to say vote no on property taxes in Ohio. I already paid a bunch of taxes on my house. I don't need to spend no more.
The government never has enough money, Betty. Come on. Come on. You're being very selfish. You're hurting children. You're hurting the elderly. You're hurting illegal aliens. I mean, I'm sorry. You're hurting guests of our country. Things like that. Paul Gosin, your hand is still up. Did you want to say something, sir?
How you doing, JR? And I'm thank blessed. You, by the way.
Sure, sure.
So you're right. And I'm a Catholic, so I make no apologies about that. And actually, when I register to vote, I always register when you put a line in what political party you are, and I always put Christian. That always gets them very angry. I don't know why it does, but that's what I do. And the other thing about it, this is a holy day of obligation in the Catholic Church, just like Christmas and New Year's mm-hmm. and Thanksgiving. And it's, you know, and you're right. I mean, they completely destroyed it with all this. Have you seen the amount of money that these people put in their front yards? You know, these ungodly skeletons and death. It's not about death. It's about the martyrs. It's about the saints that gave their lives up for Christ. You know, I don't know why we have this huge divide in this country. We're all trying to reach that narrow path.
Yes, sir.
And I, you know, like I say, Halloween is a tough one. So I say the St. Michael's prayer. I said to the coach, it's going viral within all the churches. I've never seen anything like it. You know, I just thought I'd say that because, sometimes I get the feeling that, people think I'm going to hell because I'm going to go to mass today.
Well, I think it was the Catholic Church that offered All Saints Day as an option to Halloween, right? The Pope did? I think we lost Paul.
Oh, I don't know what the Pope does. I have nothing to do with that.
Well, no, the Pope in time offered that.
Yeah, no, it was absolutely, and I, you know,
no, I like that because it's a positive.
Reading the story.
Yep.
Yeah, and we've had some recent canonations of some saints. One was a 17, 18 year old boy, you know, dying of cancer, and I just loved it, you know. And he just knew he was dying, but yet he had a computer program, and he brought a lot of people, a lot more people to Christ than Charlie Kirk did. I promise you that. So, but you're not going to hear about him, okay?
Okay.
Because it isn't part of the United States.
You mentioned the I'll bring you in here in a minute, Ray. You mentioned the decorations, the neighborhood as I drive through it. There's a family that has put up a huge pumpkin. It's at least a two-story pumpkin that takes up the entire front yard. You can hardly see his vote for the school levy sign. You know what I mean? You can just hardly see that sign. That pumpkin's just commanding the entire yard. You cannot miss it. And yeah, the skeletons. That's a big thing this year. Skeletons. They're all over the place. It's just crazy. Ray, come on in, brother.
Well, we outdid all of you guys. We had a trifecta going on here in Marshfield, Wisconsin. First, last week, it was Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Trunk or treat by the hundreds. The police department showed up with their big Ram truck to promote it, and the fire department was there, and hundreds lined the streets all dressed up in their gulag. Yesterday, Central Ave for 14 blocks, they blocked off our whole main street. I passed out, I only made up 800 of these, and I ran out of them. Thousands were out on the street. But we didn't give them no candy. We gave them either a bracelet here. It's a, you wear it on your wrist with a scripture verse.
Mm-hmm.
And a few tracks, gospel tracks. One was really good. I wish I had more of them, but it was Scared. And it talks about, you're pointed out to, man is pointed out to death, wants to die, but after that, the judgment. It explains it all on the back. So every kid got one of them. And, you know, whether the good news, this is a good one. Are you a good person to get to heaven? So they got one of them. And then 100 of the adults, and I ran out, but 100 adults got this here. We gave them the Gospel of John and the Book of Romans. And I inserted Craig Mickle's Saving God's Children. And we had his big sign outside. And so everybody went by. They saw this. On top of that, JR, I had my boombox blazing Christian gospel music. We're all dressed up in our Christian garb and our Christian hats, and we're praising the Lord as they walk by, and shut the demon's mouth. So it was worth it. Yeah. So, and tonight, I guess, is door-to-door stuff. So I think I'm about done with Halloween.
It's, and I appreciate you taking the opportunity, Ray, because it is an opportunity. You have a crowd of people that are gathered. What more can you ask for as a Christian? I mean, they're all sitting out there. They obviously may need a witness or two, right? And taking advantage of that. Like I said, when they come to the house tonight, they're going to see that. The parents are going to see that Vote Biblically sign. And I did not get a chance. I thought I had them, but I used to have tracks for Halloween. I couldn't find them. Of course, if you know me at all, I'm a clutter. So they're here somewhere. I just can't find them. But we need to take situations like this and make positives out of them. And that's what I love to do. Listen, there is nobody on this queue that is a better complainer than me. I learned early on. Yeah, I learned early on that behind every rainbow there's a cloud. But noticing, I mean, we're great diagnosticians. We can tell you that the patient has cancer. We can tell you where it's at, how deep it is, et cetera, et cetera. But when it comes to operating, very few of us, thanks Ray and others, very few of us bother to help the patient out. Just tell them how bad they should feel and why they're feeling that way. Come on, folks. We need to get in the game. We need to be doers, and we need to position positives next to all those negatives that we're looking at. It's so important. The opportunity is Halloween. There's other opportunities. I want to talk a little bit about SNAP this morning. The next 4 days, starting tonight, starting today, are incredibly important. We have Halloween, obviously. We have the voting on Tuesday. And this weekend, I don't think this is going to happen, but this weekend, supposedly SNAP, which is feeding the poor, if you will, supposedly feeding the poor, is going to end. It's run out of money. And the reaction to this is just incredible. The way people are responding to the threat of having or losing their SNAP. SNAP, as I understand it, is given to 1/8 of America's population. 1/8 of the people in America are on SNAP. And when you take it away, I'll tell you what, I've got a video, a series of videos I want to show for Spencer. But before I do that, Teresa, go ahead. Come on in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was wondering about what people think about trunk or treat, because to me it seems like they're participating in Halloween, but I also know someone who does it at their church. They do it more like a harvest party, but they still do trunk or treat. And she said that they can reach 2-3 times as many families through Trunk or Treat as they could if they called it a harvest party. So yeah. I would like to hear what you guys have to say about that.
Yeah, myself as well. I would like to hear from somebody that has maybe participated in this and knows what some of the results are. Craig, go ahead.
Okay. Well, that'd be me, because back in 2018 and 2019, we have small animals. We have a ministry about that. We went, and our church asked us to bring them, because they would have a fall harvest party, which had nothing to do with demonic stuff. It was in the harvest, the food, right? Okay, and that's what Sahim, we did this last Friday. But I felt very, very part of my spirit about it, and to my wife, and she's like, well, you know, Craig, it's a lot of kids. And so I said, okay, I'm going to go. And I talked to the pastor. I said, I'm going to go, but I'm going to hand out everybody that gets something from our little place where animals are about Halloween. And I talked about the Halloween, and I talked about the spiritual stuff. I put my phone number, told them I'd come out, have coffee with them, invited them to church. Do you know how many people came to church the next Sunday? One. You know what they did? They didn't come back. We probably had 200-300 people come through there. This does not bring people to your church. And then you know what happened? I said, Lord, I said, if I'm involved, if this is wrong, show me. Guess what happened? The pastor's Dodge Ram truck, $2,500 computer went out. The guy who was one of the elders broke his foot. And one of the people that was in church, which is these are people that are misled godly people, she broke her ankle. And then the next year happened, and I said, I will not participate, because the Lord told me to see if this actually does anything. And I said, Lord, if I'm wrong on this, you need to show me. And I said, please stop this from happening. And guess what? It rained on the day that it was supposed to happen, and it rained on the rain date that it was supposed to happen a week apart. And I got the message from the Lord loud and clear that you do not mess with this stuff here. And here's the thing about this, and I put it in the chat, Revelation 2, the compromising church, the church of Pergamos. Read about it. This is Satan's home. And you know what he references it to? Balaam and Balak. And this is where we don't put together the scriptures. Who's Balaam? He's the one that was to curse Israel when they were coming into the land. And Balak was the king that was paying them to do it, and God couldn't do it. But you know what Balaam said? He told Balak, he says, get the girls on the other side of the Jordan, integrate them into the kingdom of Israel by the boys marrying them, and I'll come in through the back door. That's what this is. And you know what it says here in Revelation 2? It says, Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel to what? To eat the things sacrificed to idols and commit sexual immorality. What are kids eating? Food. What is it? Blessed by demonic people. Not all, but blessed by demonic people. And that's why Betty says, right, kids are getting sacrificed tonight.
Amen.
Thanks, Craig. I appreciate that. Any other reports on that? I'll get to you in a second, Jeff. I want you to see. And I'll ask the question, is this who we are as Americans before we play this? Is this really who we are? We're supposed to be the United States of America. And I want you to see the response to people that have been trained to expect the government to take care of them, to take care of their every needs. And then when you threaten that, go ahead and play that, Spencer, please. This is what happens when you threaten this.
Y'all may call me cold-hearted for this, but if I knew this was the situation that my children were going to have to grow up in, I would have aborted them as soon as I found out I was pregnant.
What if we just, like, I don't know. What if we just, like, overthrow the...
Overthrow the government.
I don't know. I don't want to say the big G word, but what if we just, like... What if we do something about that? Like, what if we all come together and decide that, hey, we can actually do something about that, because people have actually done things about that in history before?
Revolution.
You know? I mean, you like paying rent? You like that shitty-ass job? No? Aw. You like what's happening to people right now in the world? Getting taken up out their neighborhoods? No? Aw. If only.
we would do something together.
Hey, cousins. So if you work in a grocery store, just know that you are still going to be paid that hourly rate, whether they steal that food or not. So mind your fucking business and be a team player. Hey, cousins.
Y'all, it's going to be looking like the purge out here pretty soon. It's going to be real bloody pretty soon. Y'all better watch y'all surroundings. Make sure your kids are safe. You feel what I'm saying? Because it's going to look like the purge pretty soon. I feel it, y'all. Oh, my God.
Walmart allegedly took notice of the No Snitch November. They will be adding security guards to in-store locations. So No Snitch November just became Help People Steal November. It just became Hold Security Back November. It just became Help People Live November. People deserve to eat. I don't give a fuck about Walmart's profit margins. I personally will hold back a security guard. I will fight back a security guard if they try to stop someone from stealing food they need to fucking live.
I'm sorry about the language, folks. No, we don't need to play the other one right now because I want to get some comments from Jeff and Dale and somebody else. Folks, this is not who we are. This is not who we are. As a nation, we are the United States of America. Election day is division day. We need to find a way to talk to those across the aisle, if you will. And we have to find common ground. One of the problems we have is love. Oh yeah, the other side talks about it all the time. Love, part of love is feeling that you belong, that you're important. And obviously, these people's importance was based upon what the government gave them, not what their neighbors are, not what they're doing in the neighborhood. And we need somehow, some way, we need to start addressing those issues, the division that's happening in America. You know, what Satan seeks to destroy, he first corrupts and divides. And boy, are we ever the divided states of America. We can bring that back, though. Okay, we can bring that back. We need to start thinking in those terms. How can we take what we're seeing today and turn it into a positive? Jeff Klein, go ahead, please.
JR, good morning.
Good morning.
You know what? I think what it is, because we keep saying we've got to have an awakening before we have a revival. I think things are going to awaken with this demonic Halloween celebration of people.
Praise God.
And it's going to get exposed because all these people, it's just like these videos here with people snapping on and on. But you know, one time I seen a couple years in a row, we do was involved with the fall celebration, the harvest stuff. Mm-hmm. But the same leaders in the church, the ones that were really tied in the church, we do it on a Sunday all day, have a fall harvest. And then that next week on Thursday or Friday night, they're dressing their kids up and going out and trick-or-treating. I mean, oxymoron. They said last night on Newsmax, the top five cities in America that celebrate Halloween, the top five. And every one of them was blue cities.
Yeah.
Just evil. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Hopefully, maybe, when they're getting this SNAP program cut and they're not having all this money, maybe a lot of them aren't going to be able to afford to go out to Walmart and buy their shopping cart full of candy to participate in that demonic Halloween evening. Who knows?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. Dale, Pastor Dale.
Yeah, there's a lot of blame to lay everywhere. That's mm-hmm. for sure. And a lot to say on this. Personally, we had a conversation on this show last week talking about this personally, to tell folks, I would not be frequently a Walmart or a Sam's Club tomorrow, one of those types of things. I'm just saying, you know, because there's a reason why the park ranger says don't feed the bear, because when you stop feeding the bear, the bear is going to eat you. I'm just what you just witnessed on those videos was not human interaction. It was animal. That is, look, and the fact of the matter is, living in Hurricane Row in Central, and when we see a hurricane happen, people turn to animal instincts when there's a desperation. And I don't care how good of a person you are, you will try to feed your child. Now, unfortunately, this goes beyond that. These people are not. So you're trying to tell me just because you don't got SNAP cards tomorrow that you have no food left over from your pillaging last month's government for money. So, you know, this is what communism looks like. When you give the government the authority to feed you, you give the government the authority to starve you. And that's unfortunate. So that's the first thing. So if you want to go back into some really cool history in America, go to Jamestown, go through the tour over there. When America was first being established, people, there was no Walmarts and there was no stores, but the food pantry was controlled by the church. I'm just telling you, I don't think that this is all right, but the fact of the matter is, if you did not go to church back in those days, you did not get 7 days worth of food rations. If you missed two Sundays, you could miss a month of food rations. Eventually, it can get your tongue nailed to a tree. So the church had this authority over it. But now the fact of the matter is, the church has the opportunity to be what the church is, to help those in need. And not only that, then we can guide them in the truth of the light. And guess what? Then they become more spiritual, more understanding. And that when you go through tough times, you don't just go in and pillage stores. You actually become civilized and you get a job. So anyway, my word to the people here, I wouldn't be going to Walmart this weekend. I wouldn't go to Sam's Club and I wouldn't go to my local grocery store.
Dale, I'm in America. I'm an American, and the state's my daddy. I'm sorry. The state's my daddy. Yeah. Mark, real quick. Mark Trump.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Good. If you had a son that was like, I'm Christian, I don't celebrate Halloween. Everybody driving by is Christian, and they celebrate it. So they're going to see a sign, I'm Christian and don't celebrate Halloween, it's evil. You can't have both. But if you put the sign out there, it would cause people to judge themselves, right? Most yes. people don't even question this. I never did, JR. I'm like you. I grew up every now and then getting to go out. Mom didn't take us every Halloween, but we didn't know any different. And like mm-hmm. you said, it's evil. Giant skeletons. I mean, it makes no sense, Paul. Makes no sense.
Yeah, images a lot, an awful lot. Amen. Paul Goslin, please.
Could you imagine the front yards of these people not getting snapped with these huge $1,000 skeletons in their front yard? I'm sorry, but how much does SNAP really is? It's a couple $100 average a month. That doesn't buy you a lot. Where are these people getting the fear from? I don't get this. It's got to be more than that. I mean, just look at the numbers. It isn't that much. You know, how much does it cost when you go grocery shopping?
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
Not every time you walk in, it's 200, and you walk in more than once a month.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
How much does candy cost, by the way?
Yeah, for sure. Listen, I'm going to give you a quote. How much time we have left? I'm going to give you a quote. And then you tell me who you think the quote is from. The quote is, "We all work together. That is what America is about." This is a senator, a U.S. senator. Would you believe that was John Fetterman? How true is that? We need to start working together, folks. The enemy has us divided, our spiritual enemy and our enemies across the sea. We need to find things that we can agree upon. We need to look for common ground. That's the hardest part, because we refuse to do that. On both sides, okay? On both sides. Mary Kelly, go ahead, please. Are you? Okay, Craig?
Can Spencer pull up that link I put in there about Wikipedia? Because this ties into what Joe Biden was doing. We'll remember this when you see the picture of it. See, the Soul of America speech. If you look at it, he was in Philadelphia. Remember, he had those two Marines, and it was all in red behind him. Okay, and this is where this is spiritual, on top of, you know, the SNAP program and all the discord. Okay, and we are fighting for the soul of America. And the question is it going to be a soul that represents Christ or not? The thing is if this does carry out, if this does go on for days or weeks or whatever, you know what? You like to be the solution person, and we all do, JR. Guess what? We can be involved. We can be the, you know, the people that get involved, share the things that we do have, some of the food.
We can
be the hands and feet of Christ. So we can take this fighting over the soul of America and do it for the glory of God and Christ.
Amen.
And pray against this heavy spiritual overturning, which is what Coach and all them are doing today. Okay. You can be a part of that today.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to end the program today. By the way, lastcallradio.live tomorrow morning. We're going to talk about the issue of getting together and how to do that. I'm going to have a liberal on our program tomorrow. And we're going to say, I'm going to ask them, how do we find common ground? Lastcallradio.live. This is one of the biggest problems that we have in America. Spencer, if you would, that Jamie Bamberg video. I'm going to end the program with this. Yeah. This is one of the biggest problems, if not the biggest problem we have in America. Why the church is dysfunctional, why our government is dysfunctional, why our businesses are dysfunctional, why people are dysfunctional. God bless you all. Thanks, Coach, for the opportunity today. But please pay attention to this, because this makes so much sense. Go ahead, Spencer. Thank you all again. Appreciate you.
Story is going to sound crazy, like really crazy.
Marriage rates have been declining since the 70s, and 2021 was the first year that more children were born out of wedlock than in it.
For the first time ever since records began, 50.1% of women are childless by 30.
The U.S. fertility rate has plummeted for the past 15 years.
But people are choosing to get married later or live together beforehand, or even not getting married at all.
The nuclear family has almost been destroyed in the United States. You know, how many kids come from, you know, two-parent household with both parents that were their biological parent?
18%. People get married on average like 10 years later now than they did.
It's destroying the country.
If there is one thing that is apocalyptically different about our generation compared to every single other generation in history, it is the near total disintegration of the family unit, at the very least in the Western world. In 1960, 73% of children were living in a family with two married parents who were on their first marriage. By 1980, that had dropped to 61% of children, and today it is less than half. Almost 50% of all the marriages in the United States end in divorce, and researchers estimate that 41% of first marriages end in divorce. If we look at the up-and-coming generation, only half of today's teens will go on to get married at any point in their life, in spite of the fact that almost all of them aspire to marriage at some point in their lives. And families where the parents are unmarried do not fare as well. Cohabiting parents only make up 19% of all couples, but they make up 50% of family breakdown. And some people might respond, well, that's people's choices, people's desires change over time. This is fine, it's not a problem. The issue is that it is a problem. We can clearly see that. The destruction of the Western family is leading to the destruction of the West as a whole. Fatherlessness and broken families lead to a vastly increased chance of going to prison, vastly higher rates of violent crime, increased mental health problems, increased government spending. Fatherlessness is the single largest driving factor behind poverty, vastly more so than race. Did you know that in America, a white child from a mother-led household is 3 times more likely to end up in poverty than a black child from a two-parent household? And it is not just an American thing. The same pattern is repeated everywhere. In Canada, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, Scandinavia, the household is declining, and where it declines, the society falls apart. You need to hear this. The destruction of the family is the destruction of the Western world.
Bummer.
Positive start, right? Bet you're glad you clicked on this video.
Spencer, thanks.